Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Welcome to Fitness Disrupted, a production of iHeartRadio. I am Tom Holland, and this is Fitness Disrupted. The 7 fundamentals of your fitness 401k. I had many jobs when I was younger. I was always working out, as I talked about in my original opening show. Always was into fitness, no matter what I was doing as far as jobs. I was always going to the gym, even when I was, you know, bartending and waiting tables in New York City. It was going to the gym at 3 a.m. That's one of the beautiful things about New York City is there's always a gym that's open regardless, 24 hours. I also had a short stint on Wall Street, a very short stint. And when I say Wall Street, it was the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, as low as you can be on the totem pole, basically filing and running stuff back in the day when there were many people on the floor of the stock exchange. It is much different today, but I tried. I tried so many different jobs, and that included finance. And I've talked about the fact I have 5 brothers, and almost all of them are in some aspect of finance. My father is a big finance guy, and so are many of my friends. Not for me. Not for me. I realized that with, I think it was 3 months. It was basically a summer right out of college on the floor of the stock exchange, you know, and I would sprint out and go to the gym after that. So I tried. I learned a little bit about finance, and from listening to my dad, who, you know, has spent many decades on Wall Street, there are similarities. There are similarities between fitness and finance. Actually, incredible similarities. And the cheesy line I have is, whether the goal is getting rich or getting ripped, the strategies are very similar. They're very similar. And I'm going to give you 7. And the crossover, just the correlation is pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. And what is interesting as well is that this was actually the title and the focus of my book that turned into the micro workout plan. So basically, it's very interesting. Those of you who are writers or in the writing game or are curious as to how it all works, there's many different ways, but you basically write a proposal, you write a you know, and that can be up to 60, 70, 80 pages. But my proposal that I gave to my agent for the most recent book was Your 401k Fitness Plan, How to Rebalance Your Exercise Portfolio as You Age. And basically, the publisher said, we love the concept, except for the finance part. Can you take the finance part out? And I thought, okay, I can do that. And it still holds true. Everything that is in my new book, The Micro Workout Plan, is connected to what I'm going to talk about. So sure, I can pull out the, you know, finance analogies. I didn't want to. And maybe this book will come out at some point, but I can do a podcast about it. And I think you're going to get a kick out of it. And I think it clarifies really clearly. Clarifies clearly? Yeah. Very succinctly, I should say, what we're trying to do here when it comes to fitness and my philosophy, because this is my philosophy. And it always has been. It has never changed. And if you've listened to any of the podcasts so far, you'll see how it all makes sense. All right. So when we come back from a very short break, going to get right into it. The 7 fundamentals of your fitness 401k. So whether you're investing in health or wealth, strategies, very similar. We'll be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
The 7 fundamentals of your fitness 401k. That is the topic of today's show. And it's pretty amazing to me how closely correlated the two are, the finance and the fitness, and the philosophies you can take towards both. And it starts with my first fundamental, which are blue chip exercises. Blue chip exercises. So those of you in the finance game know what a blue chip stock is. For those of you who might not, the definition, one of the definitions of a blue chip stock is a stock in a corporation with a national reputation for quality, reliability, and the ability to operate profitably in good and bad times. Love it. So when it comes to exercise, a blue chip stock are those exercises that are tried and true, that have been around for a really long time, that are Let's go through those three things again. Quality exercises, they're reliable, and they work in good times and bad. All right? And those are what? Those are push-ups and planks and squats. So we start with the basic body weight stuff, chin-ups and pull-ups. And then you add in the weights, chest press, the basics. I talk about them all the time. Why? For this very reason. And it's amazing when you connect the finance and the fitness. Blue chip stocks, blue chip exercises. These should be a mainstay in your exercise portfolio. They can come and go, and you don't do all of them all the time. But regardless of your age or your goals or your fitness level, you should have a handful of these exercises, blue chip exercises. We know they work. And I would say the blue chip exercises, when we talk about the planks and the push-ups, they work for many reasons, including you can do those exercises anytime, anywhere. You can modify them regardless of your fitness level. So whether you're a total beginner or you are super advanced, those exercises are always in your portfolio. They just change. You start doing push-ups on your knees, maybe, and then you end up on your toes. And then you end up doing Spider-Man push-ups. And then you end up doing plyometric push-ups. Same thing holds true with squats and lunges. So blue chip exercises. Your exercise portfolio should be full of those. And when I move along, I'll talk about how you rebalance, how many of those exercises, what percentage should be in your portfolio. But you should have some. In other words, you shouldn't be that person I see frequently at the gym who's just doing these crazy workouts. Now, you can do those and they're fun and you should have, you can have some of those movements in there. But you can't build a base of strength without doing the basics, without starting with and then maintaining to a large degree your blue chip exercise portfolio. Have to have them. If you don't, you will have imbalances. You will get hurt. And the problem with all of that is, and I see it every day, people blaming anything other than the exercises, the workout they did for their injury. Never ceases to amaze me. And some pretty smart people at that. So, some of them may be boring. And there are so many to choose from, by the way, when it comes to blue chip exercises. But they should be a large part of your exercise portfolio, regardless of your age, your fitness level, or your goals. They just change over time. All right? Number two. Dollar cost averaging. What's dollar cost averaging in finance terms? Well, it is an investment technique of buying a fixed amount of a particular investment on a regular schedule, regardless of the share price. I love this. Let me read it one more time. An investment technique of buying a fixed amount of a particular investment on a regular schedule, regardless of the share price. Same thing when it comes to fitness. Now, we're investing what? In our health. We're investing in our health. And that's why I so often steer the conversation away from just pure weight loss. You're investing in your health. And the problem is, just like with finance, very few people start in their 20s. And 30s, and you wait. If you start investing and dollar cost averaging in your 20s, you are going to have, I wanted to swear, a large amount of money in your 40s and 50s. Dollar cost averaging. The same concept is so true when it comes to fitness. And it ties in exactly to my excessive moderation term. Dollar cost averaging is excessive moderation. It's not doing a lot of exercise, a little bit. It's doing a little bit, a lot. Frequency over time. When you invest a small amount consistently in finance, regardless of the share price, I'm going to break that down in a second, it adds up. And when you take it to the, you know, where you are in your 40s and 50s and 60s, then you get to enjoy what? Your consistency. You have a huge amount of money, or you have an incredible amount of fitness. Same concept, but you have to do a little bit frequently. And let me just, for fun's sake, break down that definition. Fixed amount, right? Fixed amount of a particular investment. So the fixed amount, that's shorter workouts, people. Fixed amount. Even though it sounds like it shouldn't be, I'm going to take it there because fixed amount means it doesn't matter. It's the frequency that matters. You can't say just, can't say, you know, only. I'm going to get to that in a second, but it's doing something. That's just frequency. So when we talk about fixed amount, frequency. Let's break down the definition. Fixed amount. For me, that's just frequency. Fixed amount. You're going to the gym, you pick a number of workouts you're going to do per week, and that's your fixed amount. Number two, particular investment. That breaks it down to what? For me, that's the five components of fitness. You're doing different things of a particular investment. So you're doing your cardio, you're doing your strength, you're doing your balance, you're doing your body composition, you're focusing on your diet. So particular investment, a fixed amount of a particular investment, not a lot, but you're doing consistently the five components of fitness. Number three, regular schedule. It's everything. Fixed amount, particular investment, regular schedule. It's exactly what it sounds like. And finally, regardless of share price, for me, that's every workout matters, regardless of share price, right? You're gonna do some workouts that are an hour. You're going to do some that are 3 minutes, and it all matters. You're going to buy some stock at 20. You're going to buy some at three, and it averages out over time. You benefit from the regular schedule, regardless of duration for us. So share price is duration and intensity, and it's taking the words just and only out. Oh, I only did 5 minutes of stretching. No, you did 5 minutes. So the dollar cost averaging, that is everything. And it really goes to starting early. Now, I know most people aren't going to be exercising in their 20s the way they will be in their 40s and 50s, and that's unfortunate. And hopefully over time, more people do. Because, as I said, when you are in your 50s and your 60s, when you started earlier, whether it comes to fitness or finance, you're so ahead of the game. And that's one of the things that I benefit from. Even though I had peaks and valleys in what I did and how much I did over the years and decades, I've always been doing something. Very fortunate that that was my philosophy and goals. And again, some years were totally different as far as, you know, how much I did and what I did, but I was always doing something. And I should say, because as I say that out loud, it still doesn't matter when you start. So if you are in your 50s and 60s, you start right away and you dollar cost average right now. Because hopefully we are going to live into our 70s, 80s, 90s, and 100. So if you're 50 right now, you're halfway there. Start dollar cost averaging. All right. Number three, I love this, asset allocation. All right, in financial terms, what is that? Asset allocation is an investment strategy that aims to balance risk, and reward by apportioning a portfolio's asset according to an individual's goals, risk tolerance, and investment horizon. As I reread. These are notes from my book. This still needs to be a book. Still needs to be a book. That's what's so frustrating, by the way, about book publishing. Oh, anyway, how perfect. Asset allocation. Let me read it one more time. It sounds like it's fitness. It's the same strategy, an investment strategy that aims to balance risk and reward. How many times have I talked about that on Fitness Disrupted? That's my job. As a personal trainer, as an exercise physiologist, as someone who creates content and writes books and does the videos, it's to get you greatest results, shortest amount of time, least likelihood of injury. That's risk reward. When we talk about exercises, as I will in a second, that you choose, risk reward. Short-term gains, are you a day trader or are you long-term investor? Same concept. So, I mean, so powerful, the parallels to fitness, right? Your assets, your allocation of your assets are back to, and you'll see, we keep going back to it because it is that important, the five components of fitness, the type of allocation you are giving to your workout routine. How many blue chip exercises are in there? And yes, I know, oftentimes the blue chip exercises are not as fun, as exciting as the other ones, but you have to earn the right to get to those other ones. You have to build your portfolio first. I was like a Peter Brady. I'm not sure why my voice went up so high there. Maybe just, again, I get passionate about this stuff. But again, five components of fitness: muscular strength, muscular endurance, cardiorespiratory endurance, flexibility, body composition, your asset allocation. So if you saw a pie chart, the visual is so easy and perfect. How big is that chunk that you do the most, right? Is it 80% of your asset allocation? Are you doing strength 80% of the time and cardio 10, flexibility 5? You want to allocate your assets. Doesn't have to be proportional. Doesn't have to be 20% of everything. That's simple math, right? Five components of fitness. And actually, I have 6, right? I throw balance in there. Doesn't have to be equal and shouldn't be. And I'm getting ahead of myself. You will rebalance your portfolio. But look at the allocation of your assets when it comes to your workout plan. And you can literally make that pie chart. And that's within each workout. And then it's within each week. So during each workout, what is your allocation of exercises? And during each week, what are you doing? Are you doing just yoga 4 days a week? And as I say just, I shouldn't say just, but are you doing yoga 4 days a week? Do you think you need to add in some other components? Are you strength training 4 days a week? No cardio, no stretching, no looking at your diet and eating healthy? Asset allocation. And the way you are going to allocate your assets goes back to your goals, your investment horizon, how old you are, your tolerance for risk. Some people, you're going to push it a little harder. I get it. You're competitive. Some people don't want to go that hard. And you may be competing. So your asset allocation depends on so many different factors. But take a good hard look at that and see how commonsensical it is and how healthy your division of exercise assets are. Okay? And that leads perfectly to number 4, diversification. That is everything. That's variation, diversification, right? You're not going to put, you shouldn't, many people do, all your eggs in one basket. You're going to buy one stock, one really risky stock, may go up huge, and it also may plummet, and you have nothing. And the diversification part ties in, obviously, to the asset allocation. And that is, again, taking a look at what you're doing. It's essential. You need multiple investments. And when you diversify, you can have some riskier, some more fun movements. But you need to have what? Those blue chip exercises. You need to have a mix of the five components of fitness. You need to be diversified. Now, when you're younger, same thing with investing, right? You can be riskier. Why? When it comes to fitness, your body is more resilient. You don't need as much recovery. You can be less diversified when you're younger. But you still need to build that base. You still need to build that nest egg. You still need those exercises that you will be doing more of when you're 50, 60, 70. You need the diversification. And that is so often the problem, is we do what we're good at, what we're genetically predisposed to, and what we enjoy. And that's fine. But if you're in your 20s, 30s, and you're less diversified, okay, so maybe 60% of your time you're doing that mode of exercise that you absolutely love, but that other 40, try to split it up into the stretching, into the balance work. You know, if you're doing primarily cardio, some strength work, and then you rebalance. But I'm getting ahead. I love this. Number five is coming up right after a break. So we have three left. Next one is risk, investment risk. So you can think about that. Quick break, final break. We'll be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Talking about the seven fundamentals of your fitness 401k, I have given you four so far, three left. And as I said before the break, investment risk. Investment risk. It is just huge. That's huge. And I know that, yes, you know, we like to do some riskier movements and some fun movements. And quite often the two are connected. And that's part of the problem, is the fun movements are riskier. But oftentimes, the riskier movements are just, they're unnecessary. I watch people doing some really complicated, complex, advanced movements that shouldn't be. And that is a huge part of the current fitness world. It's people with going back to the four I've been through, not diversified portfolio, not allocating assets well, very few blue chip exercises, if any, and it's just full of risk. And my question always is, as I watch someone doing these exercises, do they even know how risky these moves are? Do they know how poor their form is? And the problem with investment risk when it comes to exercise is you rarely hurt yourself during the movement. They are chronic problems, not acute. Sure, some people, I pulled my back, I pulled this muscle, you know, I tore something. But many of the exercises I'm talking about, it's a chronic thing. So you are back to the analogy about bending a paperclip or a credit card. It fails slowly. You deform tissues and you just create problems in your body that don't rear their ugly head for months. But by the time they do, it's a huge problem. So again, if you've listened to so many of my shows, it's all about mitigating the risk. And I'm not saying you don't push yourself. And I'm not saying you don't push yourself when it comes to complexity of exercises or the intensity of exercises, but you got to be smart. And you have to start with the knowledge of what you are doing. And that is hopefully why one of the reasons why you listen to the show. All the bad information out there, all of these exercises that are being pushed with ridiculous, people don't even know the correct form. Can't tell you how many times I've watched a trainer next to a person doing an exercise, watching the person do the exercise, and I'm going, how is this trainer allowing this person to do that exercise with that form? They must not know. So this is a huge part of your 401k fitness plan. I am most proud of the fact that I am injury-free at 51, having done all the events that I've done. It's not so much how fast I've gone or how many I've done. That's fun. It's taken me around the world, but I've mixed it up and I have looked at risk and I've walked away from certain, you know, events, exercises, not on the course, but I always am balancing risk. I'm looking at the long-term horizon. I'm saying, what is the cost benefit of what I'm about to do? And so often you don't know. And that's why you listen to this show. Because you really want to minimize risk while maximizing your results. And that's science and an art. And that's why there is no one-size-fits-all program. It is different for everybody. But let's be honest. When in doubt, leave it out. When in doubt, if you're questioning, if you're taking a class and it doesn't feel right, and you're using heavy weights and you're doing movements that are, you know, complicated, your full body, and doesn't feel right, well, don't do it. Better to, you know, live to work out another day. So minimize the risk. And to minimize the risk, you first need to know what is risky and why you are doing it and how you do it correctly. And this goes to progression as well. So risk, investment risk is huge. As we get older, what do? You take more of the risk out, just like with your investments. You've built up that nest egg. You've built up that fitness level. Again, that doesn't mean you don't go hard. Occasionally, you just do it differently and even more intelligently. So, you know, when you're in your 60s, 70s, you don't have this crazy portfolio where you may lose it all. You've worked too hard. Same exact concept with your fitness. You've worked too hard for decades. And as I will end, you should be in a maintenance phase. Now you're enjoying all your hard work. So you pick your battles. The investment risk. Oh, I love these topics. Number six, two left. Expected returns. How great is that? How perfect is that for fitness and finance, right? You shouldn't expect to hit it out of the park with your investments right away. It's long-term investing, long-term horizon. You didn't gain all that weight in 2 months or 6 months for that matter, quite often, and you shouldn't expect to lose it. And if you're working on strength, if you're working on, you know, being competitive in a specific sport, give it time. Give it time. So your expected returns, long-term investing. This is your 401k. You need to give it time. And that is one of the reasons so many people quit, is because of the claims that products and people make on how quickly their program or product is going to get you results. It's long term. I never wanted my clients to tell me that they lost 8 pounds in a week. That's not feasible as far as fat. And you know, that's shedding a lot of water and it's too much. Slow and steady, 1 to 2 pounds a week. That is what the vast majority of fitness professionals who know what they're talking about will suggest. Now, obviously, if you weigh more, you can lose more. But by and large, when we're talking about caloric deficits and, you know, burning a certain amount of calories and taking in less, pound being 3,500, 7,000 calorie deficit is 2 pounds a week. That's 1,000 calories a day. Some of that comes from exercise. Some of that comes from what you eat and cleaning up your diet. But that's where you start to see the long-term approach, long-term investing. And that's my father's whole philosophy. And I took that same long-term investing, long-term approach. My expected returns, I have short-term goals and I have long-term goals. But the expectations are not, you know, that I'm going to run a sub-3 marathon, you know, in my first 5-10 marathons. All of my gains took time and I gave it time, and you should too. And when you do that, it takes the pressure off. You get off that scale. You don't expect to lose 5 pounds a week. You do all these things I'm talking about, dollar cost averaging a little bit frequently. It's doable that way. So expected returns, huge part of both finance and fitness, investing in your health long term. Don't expect that scale to show 20 pounds down in 2 months. You could, actually, 2 months. 2 pounds a week, 16 if you have more. But you get my point. You have to give it time. And as I stress so frequently, when you give it time, and when you take the expected returns, the focus off of the weight loss, the expected returns are feeling good. The expected returns are being pain-free. Those are great expected returns. So not only do you give your expected returns time, but the returns you expect need to be reframed. That's a huge part of what my, you know, what I will be talking about for decades to come. Yes, weight loss is important. But the returns we get from exercise, so much more than that scale. All right, let's finish this up. Number 7, rebalancing your portfolio. This is where the whole concept for this 401k fitness plan came from. Yet it's all connected, but it's about rebalancing your portfolio as you age. Now, I have to say, every time I talk about age and exercise, I have clients, you know, who are former clients in their 60s, 70s now, who are going hard. So even though we're going to rebalance our portfolio, does not mean you can't push yourself. You actually should. But it goes to everything I just talked about, the dollar cost averaging, the asset allocation, the minimizing the risk. So as we get older, we take more of the risk out. And you rebalance your portfolio as you age. What does that mean? You know, in specifics, it's more prehab. I realize now that when I go to the gym, I spend a heck of a lot more time doing shoulder work and lower back work and stretching and even more of the blue chip exercises, because it's about sanity, not vanity as much. And it's about being pain free. So it's about making sure my weak links are not weak links. And when I say that I'm injury-free, that does not mean that I don't present with aches and pains. And I go, oh, my lower back and stuff, if I'm sitting a long time, driving to, you know, hockey tournaments and things like that. So my rebalancing of my exercise portfolio is to mitigate that pain and get rid of it. I want to feel good. Looking good, sure, that's going to come. You know, whether your goal is to look good, feel good, live longer, doesn't matter which reason you start with, you get the other two. But when it comes to rebalancing your portfolio, the living longer part, more important when we're 60, 50, 60, 70, 80, than when we're 20, 30. So the exercises you choose and rebalancing your portfolio, it's basically getting away from a lot of the vanity stuff and focusing more on the exercises that are going to bulletproof your body. Prehab versus rehab. I don't want to go to rehab for anything, but the only time I've ever been to rehab was when I blew my shoulder out in high school football. And that is because I have rebalanced my exercise portfolio with every decade. Now, as I say that, next weekend, I am running across the Grand Canyon and back, scared out of my mind, which is awesome because I haven't been nervous about an event in a long time. I'm undertrained, but that's also one of my, you know, topic for another day, but I'm not going to get hurt in training and I have a base of strength. So when we talk about rebalancing your portfolio, for those of you who are athletes and have been competitive, you got to pull back. And it's not about, you know, how far I go or how fast I go. It's how frequently I go. That's a huge part of rebalancing your portfolio. But it's putting more of the exercises and workouts in that are going to keep you pain-free. It's changing the duration. You know, maybe you're not running 10 miles. You're running 5 miles, you know, twice, you know, on Monday and Wednesday. Rebalancing your portfolio to stay healthy, to live longer. That is huge. And to bring that all to a close, this is the maintenance phase, as I just talked about. So when you put the work in, when you do everything, the six components I talked about previously, that's the great news. The rebalancing your portfolio, and I have felt this psychologically and said, you know, I've earned the right to do less. Not less frequently, but I don't have to go as far. I don't have to go as fast. I don't have to lift as much. I want to feel good. And mixing it all up and doing everything I just spoke about, changing the assets up, taking more of the risk out, that's a fun thing. It's the maintenance phase. That's one thing I have to stress to those of you who don't believe that you get to a point where what you did to get there, you don't have to do anymore. I don't have to do the Ironmans that I did. Never had to do those, but it was more mental. But I digress. There is a point with your eating where it gets easier. There is a point with your exercise that you don't have, you sit back. It's like you retire and you live off the investments that you have built up and paid into over the decades. You're still doing things, but you're in a phase where you do more of what you enjoy. You do less of the stuff you didn't because you have built a really strong foundation. And that's the reward. You rebalance your portfolio in a way where you're doing more fun things. So you might not even be going to the gym as much or the strength training. You still have to do that, but you may be playing more golf and more tennis and going for more walks and playing with your kids and your grandkids. But you're rebalancing your portfolio, looking at your age, looking at your goals. And it's often the goals that change. Let's be honest. I don't need to break 10 hours for an Ironman. I don't need to break 3 hours for a marathon anymore. Thank goodness. And those of you who keep chasing those things, you know, and not to say you can't, but within, I don't even want to say within reason. Listen, the risk reward. Rebalance your portfolio so you can enjoy all of that work, all of that investment you have done prior. I love this topic. Bringing it all to an end, and I hope you enjoyed this, and I'm kind of motivated to rewrite this or put it out there again. Really fun, full circle story, New York Stock Exchange. So spent that 3 months on the floor hated it with a passion. Gotta be honest. Summer, I'm in my 20s. Brutally hot, by the way. Lived 56 and 2nd in New York City, would put on a suit, which for those people who know, I don't even wear sleeves anymore. If I put on sleeves, that's dressed up for me. So put on a suit, August, June, July, August, New York City, get on the subway. It's 200 degrees down in the subway. You got a suit on. The cars are packed. Usually you have to wait for three or four cars, you know, subway trains to come by before you can even get on. You know, just horrible. And then to go to a job that I didn't like. So full circle, many years later, this was about a couple of years ago, decades later, fitness advisor for Nautilus, and we rang the bell. We rang the bell on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange. I was on a Bowflex Max on the floor, and to have come back and to have made my passion my vocation and to look around and go, okay, this is kind of cool. I followed, you know, my dreams. I worked really hard and I'm doing what I love. And part of that was, you know, going through that, trying different things. And it was very cool. Just full circle back. And actually, I was watching the clip last night, ended up on Squawk Box. And it was referred to as a dude on a Bowflex, as some of the anchors of Squawk Box were commenting on how bad I made them feel for eating their donuts, Jim Cramer, that morning. So anyway, I digress. Approach your fitness like your finance. Invest in your health. The same concepts, same common sense. As I say on this show, it's about the science, it's about the anecdotal, and then it's the common sense. And although these concepts, pretty simple and straightforward, it's excessive moderation. That's what works. Thank you for listening. Listen, have you rated the show? Have you subscribed to this show? Have you told friends? Get on it. Get on it. And for those of you who have, thank you so much. And if you want to reach out, I love it. And more of you are. Comments, questions, topics you want covered. Tom H. Fit is my Instagram as well as Twitter. Tom H. Fit. Fitnessdisrupted.com. You can go to my website, see more about myself and the show and all those kind of things. And thank you for listening. I absolutely love what I do. And to think back to those days on Wall Street and, you know, we all pay our dues. And that makes it that much more rewarding when we get there. I love what I do. And my goal is to help you have your best life. Thank you for listening. I am Tom Holland. This is Fitness Disrupted. Believe in yourself. Fitness Disrupted is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.